listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, there's a little thing that you may not have heard of, and if you did, you probably heard about it on our show. But what is this thing called a bail-in, and what difference does it make if it takes place? It's more important than you realize, and that's why I'm glad David Fisher joins me right now at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Got a huge, busy newsmaking Monday in front of us. We got so much to get to, and I hope that you'll be with us for the whole time today. You may have heard over the last number of weeks different things being said about whether or not a recession is going to take place, whether it's going to occur. Some people think very much that it is. Some people say, oh, you're misreading the signs, or you're overstating them, or you're just whatever. There's people that don't believe that. And then there are ramifications if one viewpoint is true and the other is not. And that's why it's good to talk about, so you know what's going on. One of the things that we have greatly appreciated is having such a resource to turn to on Money Mondays for the last almost 3 years now. David Fisher has been with us on every Monday, and in those times together, he's been able to piece together, based on the facts on the ground and what he sees and how global markets and economies are interacting with each other, up to, I think, about 16 different specific predictions that came true. And over different times, he made different ones, etc. But he is in the camp that a recession is coming. And so I asked him to come talk to us about it today, because this is an important realization that if it is true, we need to take some action to protect the resources that God has been good enough to give us. And we need to be good stewards of those. So David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, it's always good to have you on a Monday. But thanks for coming early today.
I'm glad to be on your program this afternoon. Thanks for having me, as always, Kevin.
So let's get right to the chase. Recession, no recession. Some experts say yes. Some excerpts are saying you're just being pessimistic, and we don't want to be a Debbie Downer. The facts on the ground tell you what, David Fisher?
Well, the bond market is clearly signaling a recession. It happened a couple of weeks ago when yields went inverted. That's one. But the stock market is a little bit confused about it. It's kind of living with a hiccup and a sour stomach. But the clear thing here is that 9 out of 9 recessions happened, Kevin, when the economy was growing. 6 out of 9 recessions, the economy is growing at 2% or higher. So, I mean, just we don't have the economy to go down to have a recession. That's when we're in a recession. So history tells us there's an economic boom, and then after that, there's going to be a recession. It's just part of the fact of life. It's the circle of economic cycles. But the big key one is yields. When they invert, that is the number one leading indicator that a recession is coming, and it's been accurate 100% of the time. And on March 22nd, we had that indicator invert, and so that's one thing. We've had corporate insiders selling their stock at record pace. That started in September of last year. That's an indicator. We've had central banks, they've been selling dollars and buying gold. That's a huge indicator. When debt balloons, that's a big indicator we're headed towards a recession. But here's something from the Fed that happened recently. The Atlanta Fed now can track the GDP in real time. And in January 2019, this year, it was 2.7%. And in March, it collapsed to 0.2%. So are we going to go into a recession? The answer is yes. Who knows when, but I think it's going to be towards the end of this year, 2020. But it is coming. It's not a matter of if, but when.
Right. And you've been saying, and I just want people to understand, because again, money is one of those things that you build relationship and credibility around your ethics. And I was just talking with a co-worker today about the integrity of Landmark Capital and of David Fisher in particular, and how I personally have felt very, very encouraged to give people your name and number to say, hey, if you've got questions about this, David's your guy, because he practices what he preaches, and he does that in such a firm way. So I want to make sure people understand, as they're listening right now, that when David Fisher makes a prediction 3 years ago and said he thought that there would be a recession coming by the end of 19, probably the early part of 20, 3 years ago, saying that this is something that he's not really, you've not really changed on. You're what you see has consistently informed you, and you've consistently told us that. So I just want people to understand that this is really important, and you take this seriously, and so do we. And I'm really glad that you're able to join us. Now, you used a term there, David, the yield curve. You talk about it inverting and the significance of it. Break that down for us a little bit.
Well, first of all, the listeners have no understanding what this means, then they're pretty normal, because this is not something that everybody watches. But the yield curve is the biggest indicator, and what it refers to is the relationship between shorter and longer term interest rates. Typically, you know, when you get a mortgage and you go out longer term, or when you buy an investment, the longer term you go out, the more risk there is, so therefore the higher the interest rate, or in terms of treasuries, is called a yield. So the higher right. The yield is shorter term, like a longer term is a 30-year, and a shorter term is going to be like a 1 month, 3 months. But typically, most treasuries are around 10-year treasuries. So when the 10-year treasury is higher in its yield, or its income or interest rate, is going to be normally higher than a 1 month or a 3 month. When it flips or inverts, that means that the 10-year, the interest or yield, is lower than a 1 month or a 3 month treasury. That tells us, wow, something's going to happen economically in the short term here, and I don't want to hold debt that long. So that's why that's what is the indicator that tells us always a recession is coming.
So it's inverted. How long does it have to be inverted, or how often will it invert to signify? Does this one time seem to signify it, or what's the frequency of it?
Great question. There's no magic to it, and there's no formula. It has to do it for a period of time, a short period of time. It started for the first time this year in March. So, and it every time it's inverted, it's done it a few times this year. It has sent the stock market, the Dow, down, not plummeting or anything like that, but it went down 400 points the first time it did it this year. I think billionaires and hedge fund managers are saying you're going to see more of the yield curve invert this year. And they've been saying this throughout last year and predicting it would happen more so towards the end of the year. So this is just gearing up for a recession, and that's why you want to prepare and see the warning signs in advance. That's why we're talking about it now, not in the midst of a recession.
Right. And friends, that's why this white paper that is an updated version of a paper that he's done in the past, but it is the coming bail-in. We're going to talk about the bail-in, but this is what happens when recessions go really bad. And you want to be knowing about this and ahead of it so that it doesn't impact you. You want to minimize the impact that it has against you. And that's why if you call right now, 844-604-2575, David's got a complimentary copy of that white paper, The Coming Bail-In. And David, you were telling me before we went on the air, you've got people calling up out of the blue asking for this that haven't talked about this in 2 years, because I don't remember the last time we spent significant time talking about the bail-in. But it is something that we've had our eye on the past.
Well, I put it on the back burner because we're in an economic boom. Why talk about something that is done in a recession or pre-recession right. When you're in an economic boom? I want to support the president's efforts. But now the tide has turned. We are heading towards a recession, and we need to let our listeners see what's getting ready to happen here so they can prepare financially.
Friends, that's the main thing. Be aware, use the knowledge, get educated, and then take what you need to take from that and do the right thing. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. We've also got that crazy little gold coin contest that we're giving away next Monday on Tax Day. I'll tell you more about that as well. But David Fisher's with me, and 844-604-2575. Coming right back.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, if you opened your newspaper today or turned on the television, did you hear people talking about the recession? Probably not, because it's not here yet. So when do you prepare for a recession that may be on the way? That's what we're discussing today with David Fisher, who is the CEO of Landmark Capital, and he's been our primary contributor for Money Monday for the last 3 years. He had to take a little bit of time off last December because of some health challenges. And if you're a person of prayer, continue to pray for him. There are some things coming up in the next couple of weeks that are kind of important. And I know that David never shuns the prayer of the faithful. But David, I'm so grateful that you're with us here today and able to talk to my people about what this coming recession is going to mean. Now, let me just ask you by way of significance, impact, size of the recession. Is this recession going to be more significant than previous ones? Talk to us about what you think it's going to look like by comparison.
I think it's going to be bigger than 2008, unfortunately. I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm a realist. There's 5 to 7 billionaires who have nothing to do with gold or anything in my industry that are saying that in summary, this is going to make 2008 a walk in the park. So I don't know if I hold to that significant. Now, what I'm not saying is I want to make sure the sky is not going to fall. You're not going to there's not going to be, you know, we're not going into a depression. We're not going into where there's no groceries in the grocery store. None of that. But you're going to still use paper money to go to pay your bills, you know, and there's going to be an electronic system. I don't want to sound like an extremist here, this because unfortunately there's entities in my industry that paint that picture, and I'm so far from that. But it's all about wealth transfer, and it's all about debt. This time, you know, this recession is going to be quite different than the last time it was triggered by real estate. This will not get, in my opinion, get triggered by real estate. And I don't think real estate is going to be nearly even closely affected like last time. I think it'll survive much easier. But this time we have other things facing us. We have a wealth tax of 70% that they're talking about, you know, and that's what the bail-in is. It's just a tax, Kevin. We're talking about paying for college education. We're talking about write-down and student loans, the new Green Deal. But this time we have something different happening. We have, in 2007, foreign countries and central banks were buying our debt, buying our treasuries at massive levels. This time they're selling it as great as much, if not greater. So, and they're buying gold. So this tells us something is getting ready to happen at a great significance, because the debt structure is totally different now compared to 2007. I mean, personal debt was 1.3 trillion then, now we're 4 trillion. Corporate debt was 5 trillion, now we're 9 trillion. Fed debt was not even a trillion, now they're 4 trillion or 3.9 trillion. National debt was 5.66 trillion, we're 22 trillion. The total global debt was 70 trillion, and now we're 150 trillion. So debt is going to be the thing that brings this economy, the global economy, down. And by the way, shadow banks, the ones that wrote risky loans that are not regulated by the Federal Reserve.
Right.
They, in 2007, they wrote 24% of all loans. Today, they're writing 54% of loans. And so we're going to see a financial calamity. It's not going to be the end of the world, but we need to be aware of it and prepare. But this time it's going to be different, because the biggest thing that's different is we have a bail-in law now. According to the Dodd-Frank Act that was passed in 2010, that was a game changer. And that is modeling what happened in Europe. 7 countries, they did bail-ins. And that's taking a piece of pie out of their retirement, out of their bank account. And so that's where we're going this time. That's a portion of the fix. It's not all the fix, but it's definitely a part of the plan.
Well, and given that bail-ins have happened, and you haven't talked about it for a couple of years, but they have happened in a lot of countries, and you seem to be saying that the indicators are that we need to be aware of. Talk to us about what it looks like. What is it? Explain how a bail-in works and maybe why we haven't heard as much about it in the U.S.
Well, the bailing office of us bailout. We bailed out General Motors, AIG, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. The government came to the rescue and gave them money so they wouldn't default. Otherwise, it would be a financial calamity.
Right, but the average taxpayer viewed that as being like, well, they paid government money to do that. Now, I know that's all of our money, but that's how we thought about it as individuals. What's the difference with the bail-in?
Well, the bail-in, nobody comes to the rescue. The company or the banks or the corporations or the government is falling apart as from financial. I'm not talking about the system is falling apart. But
right.
There's a gridlock in money flows. And that's what happened in 2008. There was a gridlock in money flow. Money stopped flowing hands. It only takes one or two major headlines and money stops flowing. So then they got to prop up the system by injecting money in the system. So this time they're saying, instead of the Federal Reserve printing all this money and so the government taking on the debt and the risk, we're going to put it on the taxpayer. And this is what happened in Europe, and they modeled the plan. The actual blueprint came from Europe, and the Bank of England and the FDIC wrote a paper on this, and I have it right here in front of me, December 10th of 2012, explaining the bail-in and the Dodd-Frank Act. So this is where the no rescue comes and the country goes into people's bank accounts, like in Cyprus. And in the Sydney Herald, here's a great quote from a man who's had money in the bank in Cyprus. I went to sleep on Friday, a rich man, and I woke up a poor man. I lost all my money. That was the lament of John Demetrio, a 65-year-old man, the bail-in in his country called Cyprus, amassing almost $1 million, his dreams of building a retirement home, and lived comfortably, was left overnight by losing 90% of his wealth with being seized. So bail-in is where they go and they take funds from people's bank accounts, their retirements, and they send it directly to a entity that is in that the government or an entity of the government controls to pay down the debt of the problem of that company or that bank or that government.
Wow.
So that there's not a default.
David, hold that thought. When we come back, lots more questions about, because I know some of you may be thinking, that sounds awfully conspiratorial. We'll get into it. Is the bail-in real? Stay with us.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we're awfully glad to be able to have a little bit of extra time with my guest, David Fisher, Landmark Capital's CEO, and the discussion of a thing called the bail-in, that if you're just joining us and haven't been paying attention for the last couple of years, you may not know much about, but in reality, this is something that has been used by countries to seize assets to then satisfy a national or corporate debt of some sort. And David Fisher is talking about it once again, because David, as you were telling me off air, people, especially from the New York area, have been calling you and saying, hey, remember that bail-in thing you were talking about? I've got more questions about it. So if people have questions, I want them to be in touch with Landmark, 844-604-2575. There's also a tremendous resource that David has updated. How many times have you updated the coming bail-in white paper, David? Is this on the sixth or seventh?
It's seventh edition.
Okay. Because this is one of those things where he looks at the facts on the ground and then determines based on the indicators what's coming and what it means. And this, you need this white paper to have the information to be armed with so that you're prepared in the event that the recession comes and that a bail-in could be invoked, which is specifically in the Dodd-Frank Act. There's actually an allowance for it. So, David, let's talk about this for a second. The way you've described it in the past is that the government seizes the assets electronically, I'm assuming, in the bank accounts of the people that have them. When Correct. The government seizes the money, do they pay us back? Do we get interest on it? Do they say, thank you, ma'am? Is there anything that they do that what happens?
Well, those are great questions. And I get asked those and many more. Yes, you get something for your money. This ties into with the problem of foreigners selling treasuries and not enough, the Fed no longer buying as much treasuries before. So we need to support the treasury market because the treasuries have been ballooned. That's why I watched this so much, because this relates to the bail-in. So think with me for a second. If foreigners are no longer buying treasuries like they used to, and the Fed's no longer buying treasuries like it used to, somebody has to buy the treasuries. And 2 years ago, issuing $585 billion in treasuries just to keep afloat. Now it's $1.2 trillion. So that's where this money goes. It goes to the treasury, and you get an annuity paid back to you over time from the treasury. So that's how the setup is done. I have a big white paper on it. There's a lot of facts in here. You can Google a lot of this. You'll find it, and a lot of it comes from government websites, because the Dodd-Frank Act was 843 pages initially, but then it got to be 22,000 pages after its full duration. It's the largest piece of legislation in history. Wow. So this is something that, you know, I want everybody to understand that this is sounds crazy. I get it. How can this happen in America? I thought it took me 2 years, Kevin, just to finally break down and say, I got to write about this, because this sounds so strange that this would happen in America. But the laws are the laws. I even have documents that quote from Cornwall law, the actual statutes of how this actually happened. So I mean, it's a real deal. We're here to face the facts, not to be an ostrich and bury our head, because that's not how healthy, wise investors operate.
Sure. And friend, as you're listening today, if you would like a copy of David's analysis of the coming bail-in, he's got that available for free. It's a white paper. He'll send it to you. No purchase necessary, nothing else, just the information on demand. 844-604-2575. And David, I'm guessing if we've got portfolios that are, I don't know, $50,000, $100,000 or more, we should be even more concerned about this because that's everything that we may be putting aside to, you know, pay for college for our kids or plan that wedding for our daughter or retire on someday. I mean, you've told the story about the guy from Cyprus. He had $1 million. He goes to bed on Friday night. He wakes up Monday. He's a pauper. I mean, this is serious stuff. And the more that we've set aside and been diligent, the more serious it is.
Well, the next year in October, the International Monetary Fund wrote a 107-page report called Taxing Times, and I have a quote in my report from it. They said that it is clear that America needs to do a bail-in, which they call a one-off capital levy. And so then a lot of people were wondering, who read these reports, what it would be for America. And the Wall Street Journal did an article published December of 2013 titled The Coming Global Wealth Tax. It interprets this 107-page report, and it says the actual wealth tax for a bail-in in America, they believe, would be between 56% to 71%. So according to the Wall Street Journal, if you had $100,000, the government would take $56,000 to $71,000, and that would be an annuity they pay you back over time.
And this is, we're going to get into solutions for this, but this is one of the reasons why diversification, and specifically commodities you can hold yourself, give you an advantage during these situations. Friends, obviously Landmark deals with precious metals. You know my belief in them, but this is serious stuff. 844-604-2575. Get the paper and get educated above all else. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay with us. Everywhere I go.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
For the last 3 years, it's been my joy to have someone here to talk about global economies and markets and money from a standpoint that is not partisan, from a standpoint that I abjectly trust. And it's been my joy to even introduce him to people that I know that are questioning the current financial situation and saying, if there is a recession around the corner, how do I get best prepared for that? I had a multi-millionaire, some of you would know his name if I said it, asked me just not even 2 weeks ago. And I said, there is one and only one that I would call to have that personal and private conversation because of the ethics and the integrity behind Landmark Capital. I believe in not only David Fisher, I believe in his ethos and his ethics. I believe in how he lives his life, and I believe that he treats his people in the way that I would want my very good friends and family and everyone else to be treated. So, friends, if you have not yet called to get that paper, I'm just going to tell you, you're foolish not to today. What David is talking about by way of a coming recession and the potential for a bail-in is real. This is not fantasy world stuff. This is the stuff that there are many indicators that are pointing that direction, and that's why he's gone to the trouble to publish these white papers, and also that little thing called the 2019 Financial Survival Guide, where if you request that, again, totally free when you call, but he'll give you his monthly newsletter that's for insiders. You'll get that at no cost, and then all of his coming white papers are something that he will provide to you as the days and weeks and months go by. So I would call today, and I would ask for that survival guide, because it is going to be important in the days to come. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. David Fisher's back with us. David, we've been talking about recession. If people joined us a little bit on the late side today, we've already been discussing one of the options that the government may invoke if a recession hits later this year or early of 2020, and that is a bail-in. I know some people are listening and they say, well, Dave, wouldn't there be like rioting and revolting, and, you know, wouldn't people take to the streets and burn cars and stuff, you know, have our own yellow jacket protest in America if it got this bad?
Well, when you don't give people anything for their money, yes, that would be, I would think that would happen. But the governments in the past who have done this has made it really clear that they were reimbursed for the funds that they were seized. And so is a, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul issue is what it really came down to. There was rioting in the streets one time during a bail-in, but it was actually after the third time it was done. The second time and third time it was done in Greece. That's why you saw the rioting.
I remember that.
So that was over bail-in. Every other country that did bail-ins, there was no rioting or altered human behavior. In fact, the IMF write about this in the report that I read. It's not a fun report to read, but I read all 107 pages, and they talk about human behavior, and they say if they just do this once and you reimburse your citizens, they won't alter their behavior. So if you're getting a guarantee on your money, and that's what the Treasury annuity is, then you're not going to alter your behavior. So that's the theory of this.
Well, but and we've always supposedly, I mean, the American currency has always supposedly been guaranteed, but it doesn't have the value that it used to have. And with quantitative easing and other things that come in and kind of dilute the product, it seems like that may be a little more wishful thinking than some would be prepared for. Let me just cut to the chase, David. How do we prepare? So if there is a recession ahead, late 2019, early 20, and the bail-in is likely because it's authorized by Dodd-Frank. People, if you're just joining us again, you don't know this, but in the 22,000 pages of Dodd-Frank, a bail-in is authorized. They have the legal standing to do it, to take your money and to use it for their purposes. How does a wise investor prepare in anticipation of understanding that this might happen?
Well, that's fairly easy. Imagine there's a debt issue, and we have to, you know, the country. country is cannot pay their bills, or the there's no bailing out of banks anymore, or corporations that go under the AIGs, the General Motors, and they go and they do this. So even if you rolled over a portion of that money into a qualified IRA and you bought precious metals with it, now you're no longer on an electronic system. And there's a way you can actually, we have another white paper on this, where you can take possession of your metals without any tax ramification. So imagine you're holding these metals and they're not on an electronic system, and then they flip the switch to pay down the debt. So the debt either got to be inflated our way out, we either got to devalue the dollar, or we got to, you know, walk away from the debt and you know, declare bankruptcy. I don't think they're going to do that, definitely. But, or the other way is this new modern way is to do the bail-in. So whatever would happen, any of those proposals that they would choose or roads to go down, Kevin, I would think that gold would go up quite a bit. Last time, gold went up without a bail-in, just in a normal recession, $750 to $1,900 in just 4 years. So this is not about a get-rich-quick scheme. This is more about protecting your money. But you also probably might have a very good investment on your hands by diversifying your portfolio. So they flip the switch. They can't access this money that's either was in your bank account or in your retirement, your 401k, your IRA. And then things settle back down and you can make adjustments. Because investing is always only just predicting the future, moving your money in that place that makes sense for the future coming.
Sure. And I'm terrible at guessing that stuff. That's why I need smart people like you to help me understand it. And that's what the position of the average person, is it not, David? I mean, you have the luxury of working in the field. And so you read the reports, you read the articles that are coming in from other economies that none of us even have the access to. I mean, we're not reading the Hindustan Times or the London, whatever, or the Beijing this. And yet you're doing all of that work, reading it for us, friends. It makes total sense, but don't make a decision until you've armed yourself with the education. That's why this coming bail-in white paper, or even better yet, the financial survival guide, is really important. 844-604-2575. Now, 1 week from today, we give away that beautiful gold coin. If you've not registered, you only have 7 days to register. Why don't you call, get the financial survival guide, and register today? 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So just to review, a recession is very likely on its way. David Fisher, Landmark CEO, CEO of Landmark Capital. I can speak today. I should not have moved all weekend. Has made many predictions on this show. He says it's not a matter of if, but when. He has had actually when for about 3 years that it would be late 19, early 20 that this would appear. It appears that there are multiple billionaires, hedge fund managers, people that aren't even in the metals trade that are predicting the same thing. So the recession is on its way. A bail-in is authorized. Our law allows the government to take your money straight out of your bank account without your knowledge. Like that, it's just, it seems impossible, but that's in the Dodd-Frank law. David and his team are ready to go to work for you and are ready to help you in the understanding of what that is to best be prepared. And the first step is to just get the information and arm yourself with it, especially if you've got $50,000 in an IRA or a 401k and you're sitting there going, wait a minute, I'm building this to make sure that my wife and I have what we need when we retire. David, I'm getting closer to that age than I've ever been before, and I now start thinking about this stuff. 844-604-2575. Last thought from you on why we need to prepare ourselves.
You know, people initially have this feeling, the emotion of like, is this really real? How can this happen? And this is what most people feel. What I found out is, and I've had so many people, I can't tell you how many people have said this to me. I got your report. I read it. I Googled so many of the things. And it's like, unreal. I had no idea that our country was preparing for this. And they ended up actually doing something to protect themselves. So the initial feeling, don't ignore it. Follow that into knowledge, because knowledge is power, and that's how you make a good decision for yourself. So we're here to help people.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate one more time, David Fisher is the guy that I recommend when people ask me questions about the bail-in and the outlook. I don't trust everyone else. I've worked with a lot of people in this space. I don't trust anybody the way I trust David Fisher. And friends, I know you will as well. I know that you're going to enjoy getting to know him and his team as they walk you through, just giving you the information and getting you up to speed. But take David's challenge. Get his report and Google this stuff. Read for yourself. See all the stuff, all the underlying evidence that he presents for yourself. Anyway, 844-604-2575, and you've only got 7 days to register for our big giveaway 1 week from today, that beautiful gold coin. 844-604-2575. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.